Welcome inside the film room. I'm Dustin Fox alongside legendary Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar. Bernie, the Browns are taking on the Packers this week. Thankfully, no Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, mercifully, without Aaron Rodgers, you could really tell the difference in the offense. And on air or off air, when you're talking about the Packers, I think it centralizes around Rodgers. And not, no disrespect to Brent Hundley, but you see a drop-off within their offense.
Yeah, you know, Rodgers is like a transcendent player. I mean, he makes everybody else around him better. And, you know, when you look at this game, I think without Rodgers, it's an opportunity, I think, for the Browns to legitimately get that first win. All right, let's dive into some of these plays and take a look at what the Packers present. This is against the Pittsburgh Steelers. This was a couple weeks ago.
Green Bay deserves a lot of credit for coming into Heinz Field and make plays like this. Pittsburgh's notorious for squatting here, and this would be a good tell for the Browns this week that you know the Steelers are going to squat, so you use these double moves like this. The Packers are going to be looking for ways to take shots a good half dozen times a game.
Can you take a look at it from the backside? Anything jump out at you here?
Even though this seems like a harmless little move by the shift here of 84, one of the slot receivers, with no defensive back coming across with him, this tells a young quarterback you're getting zone coverage. So he knows he's got the safety 23 moving to the center of the field. He's going to have man-on-man coverage to the top of the screen here, which is where Adams is making that double move against the cornerback 24 we saw earlier. You
know, Davante Adams is still such a weapon on the outside, and of course once he beats him and then he catches it and then he makes a couple of dudes miss and finds the end zone. All right, let's go to the Chicago game. One of the two victories that Brett Hundley has had this season as he was a starting quarterback. He's 2-4 as a starter since Rodgers has been out. You know, in this situation, this is sort of like scramble drill, right, Bernie? On the outside, you look Davante Adams again, top of your screen. And this play was not designed to go to him, but ends up going to him late in the down.
Yeah, again, what you're seeing, and this, from a Cleveland Browns perspective, especially for our defense, should get you very excited. This is pretty obviously too deep coverage. This is pretty basic, five underneath, not much disguising at all. Knowing that you have a double move again to the bottom of the screen, you know the safety's over the top, yet the QB's still looking strong that way for almost three counts. The average NFL throw is 2.7 seconds. If you're looking into coverage for 3 seconds, statistically, you're not going to have positive plays consistently happen. Now here, he does make a play. The offensive line does an excellent job. They're playing at Soldier Field here in Chicago. It's not the best pass rushing field, so you have good protection. Hundley does a nice job of buying time, and then it makes a throw down the field. Now, this is perfectly thrown where only his receiver could get it. You don't want to make a living doing this, though, looking into covers like he did initially to the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, Adams seems to be the go-to guy for Hundley, especially the last couple weeks. And, you know, for the Browns, it's going to be tough this week. You got to, obviously, you have Jordy Nelson, but you have Davante Adams here who's made some plays. All right, thanks again for joining us inside the film room as Bernie and I took a look at the Green Bay Packers offense.